Okay, we're on Daf Memvav Amud Aleph today, 46a. I'll begin on the second line. So Memvav Amud Aleph, 46a. So if you remember, just to refresh our recollections, we learned in the Mishnah on Monday, it seems so long, Daf Yomi term is Mem Gimel, and we went over again yesterday, there's a three-way machloket, how many ma'arachot, how many pliers are on top of the Mizbeach, right? So, according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, there are regular, not on Yom Kippur, according to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, there are two fires. One is the Maracha Gedolah, the main Maracha to burn the Korbanot, and the other Maracha is for coals for the Ketoret. And everybody agrees with those two. And Rabbi Yossi holds there's a third Maracha for Kiyam HaMizbeach. There's a fire that's kept burning, so if the main fire starts going down, they'll take wood off of that fire and put it on the main fire. And then the Tana Reb Meir holds, he agrees with the previous three. Tana Meir says it was an additional pyre to burn the Evarim and Pedarim that had not gotten burned from yesterday. So we need an additional fire. And then all three Tanaim agree that on Yom Kippur, in addition to whatever they held, two, three, or four, is an additional fire to create coals for the Ketoret that's burnt in the Kodesh Kedashim. That's basically what the sugya is. So we're going to focus on the sheet of the Tana Reb Meir. So Reb Meir holds that the fourth pyre, the fourth maracha, is to burn the Evarim Pedarim that weren't burnt yesterday. So they'll have it on the Mizbeach, and then they'll throw it on that fire. And we said that the other Chachamim hold, they'll put it on the main pyre. That's what we said in the Gemara. Let's take a look on the second line, and then Baba Ben Aleph, Amr Blazar Mishum Bar Kapara. So presumably this is Reb Blazar ben Pedad. Reb Blazar ben Pedad is the Amora Mishum Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara is the last generation of Tanayim. Through Reb Blazar has a Mesora from Bar Kapara, or either Mishum Kamin that he wasn't his Rebbe, but either way, he says Mishum Bar Kapara. Umeri Reb Meir Evarei Ulashin Totru Oselam Marachab of Tanyatzma Besodran Brachu B'Shabbat. So this appears to be, and the way this is the way it had in the R school, this is like Bar Kapara's understanding of Reb Meir. So Bar Kapara says that Reb Meir would say that you had the Avarim for the Ola, the limbs from a Korban Ola that were left over, you make a Maracha, a pyre by itself, and you arrange it, and then Bafilu B'Shabbat, and you do it even on Shabbat. Okay? So it doesn't seem to be cutting any new ground from what we knew already. It seems pretty basic. So Gemara says, my Kamash Halan, what was Bar Kapara teaching me? He says, Tanina, I already learned in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah was on Mem Gimel, which was Mem Gimel Medalim, and Monday's daf. B'chol Yom Ayusham Arba Marachot. So according to Reb Meir, he says, every day of the year, they had four Marachot. They had four pyres, and one of the pyres was this pyre to burn the Avarim. So what was Bar Kapara teaching me more than what I would have known from the Mishnah? So I was bothered a little bit because Bar Kapara is living, presumably, before the time of Rebbe. And so I was thinking, how does he know the Mishnah? But Rav Schechter says that they had certain statements that were around or formulations of the Mishnah, and it was all known to everybody. So the Gemara says, Amr Ba'avin lo nitzrocho el b'psulin. So Ba'avin says, you're right, Bar Kapara's statement is only necessary to teach me that even psulim. So the korbanot, in other words, could be different psulim. Sometimes the korban could be a pasul, different types of psulim. And there's machlok tanaim, which psulim it talks about. But the korban could be pasol, and so I wouldn't put the limb or the on the mizbeach. But once it goes up, it ma'alu lo yirdu. So what Bar Kapara is teaching me that according to Reb Meir is that if the only limbs are psulim, but ma'alu lo yirdu, we'll still make a fire for them as well, and we'll burn them on that fire. He says v'dafka shemash labena, or only if the flames. In other words, these are limbs left over from yesterday. So only if the flame had engulfed them already. In other words, they didn't get burnt up, but they were engulfed with flames. And even though they're psulim, in Achinami, we'll create a pyre for them and we'll burn it on the Mizbeach. Avalo mashlo ben ha'or lo. But if the fire did not engulf them, prior to today, prior to daybreak, then we're not going to make the pyre for them and throw it on. Ike de Amri, others say, Echak shem v'cha psulim. Others want to say it's not only if it's psulim, even if it's kasher, in other words, even limbs that are kasher limbs, and we said Reb Meir says we're going to have a pyre for leftover limbs. That's imash lebena or in bilo lo. Only in other words, if it's a raw limb, never went on the fire, according to Zika Damre, even if it was a kosher korban, we don't put it on the pyre, and we're not going to go forward with it. Okay, so that's the first piece. Okay, who's had questions, comments, or thoughts on anything that I did so far? Everybody good? Everybody good in the cyber world? Okay, so I'm going to move on. Okay, so we're on Membo Barala around 10 lines down. 46A around 10 lines down. So now the Gemara says, again, we're quoting from the statement from Bar Kapara above where we began today, Vatilu b'Shabbat, that even on Shabbat, we create this additional pyre to burn the korbanot, which is a little, I mean, on Shabbos, we do many malachot that would otherwise be prohibited, but the chiddush is that Bar Kapara is understanding the way he understands the mayor, even on Shabbos, I would make this pyre to burn the korbanot that from limbs that had been brought, you know, before Shabbos. So Tanina, so Vahayom Chamesh. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, I left something out. I'm sorry, I said so. Right, so the Gemara says Tanina. The Gemara says, I already learned this in the Mishnah. Vahayom Chamesh. So the Mishnah says, today on Yom Kippur, we have five pyres. So it's clear then that Remeir holds from that statement in the Mishnah, he holds that on Yom Kippur, you would have that additional pyre to burn the leftover Avarim. It's clear from that because he says Yom Chamesh. Until you have five. So you have four plus one is five. So it's clearly holds even on Yom Kippur you would have it. So if you have it on Yom Kippur, we could reasonably extrapolate that he would hold you have it on Shabbos as well. So if that's the case, so why do I need Bar Kapara to teach me that halacha? So Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, it's the rift. So Vacha Bar Yaakov says it was necessary for Bar Kapara to teach it to me, Sakadet Chaminim, because they would have thought, Hanimili, in other words, if I didn't have Bar Kapara's statement, Bafil B'Shabbat, and I only had the statement in the Mishnah, I would have thought, I would have thought that when do I have five pyres on Yom Kippur, that's when, and the five pyres include one with leftover Avarim, that's when Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday. Why? The Chel Shabbat Kravim B'Yom HaKippurim. So this is an opinion of the Tana Rebbe Shmuel in Masechet Shabbat, and you see it's Eichetzeichen for you on the side. That that he holds that the korbanot that are left over from Shabbos you could burn on Yom Kippur. In other words, Yom Kippur is the day after. Aval be'emtza Shabbat lo. But I would have thought that if Yom Kippur came out on any other day of the week, you could not have an additional pyre for leftover korbanot. And by analogy, that if it would be on Shabbos, you couldn't have it. Just 1 minute, and everybody chill out. So the way he would, in other words, the way we would have understood the Mishnah. Is when it says every day they had it, means every day except for Shabbos. That's what it would have been. Every day they have four pyres, except for Shabbos. So I would have thought, when do they have four pyres on a Shabbos-like day? That's only Yom Kippur. And when it says that on Yom Kippur there would be five, some Kippur's been like Shabbos, that's only when Yom Kippur comes out on a Sunday. When Kippur comes out on a Sunday, so the Tana Rebbe Shmuel holds, the Avarim, the leftover from Shabbos, could be burnt on Yom Kippur. But otherwise, I would have thought not. So Kama Shmuelan, so Mela, Bar Kapara teaches me that's not the case. And in a chinami, Vapilu b'Shabbat, he's saying that even, according to Meir, even on Shabbos, you have this additional pyre. And by extension, even Yom Kippur falls at another day of the week, you'd have that additional pyre. So just three more lines and I'll pause. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, man hai lo chayish l'kimchei. Who is this person? I mean, Rava is talking about Rav Achar bar Yaakov. He says, who is this person who's not choshesh for his flour? Meaning, when you grind flour, you're careful to get the flour, nice flour, and you leave out the chaff and the all the extraneous matter. But if you're not watching the flour, you have everything mixed up with it. Meaning, like he says, his learning is not right. He says, Habachol Yom Tanan. The Mishnah says Bachol Yom. So I explained it in a way. I think I saw this in the Masechta Gemara that he interprets the full Yom except for Shabbos. But Mamela, the Mishnah says every day they would have four pyres, 365 days of the year. So Mamela, I would know without Bar Kapara. The Gemara says, Kash, you're right. That's difficult. It's difficult. The explanation is difficult. Okay, and usually when it says Kash, it means difficult, but there is an answer, but it doesn't give the answer. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? What's up, Theo? Say. Well, that's really like the answer to the Gemara, but that's what Rav Acha was giving the answer. Rav Acha says, I would have thought that when he says, yeah, that's what I would have thought. That's the way Rav Acha was thinking. Every day except for Shabbos, that's what he would have thought. All right. And then when it says that even on Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur is on a Sunday, yeah, that's it. All right. Any other questions?
Question.
Yeah, what's
a
up,
question.
Yeah, what's
so
up?
if it wasn't okay to burn it on the Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so then you would just leave it around and burn it the next day?
No. So if it's not burnt that morning, it would have to be go to the psulim. It wouldn't be burnt anymore. It would be the psulim on there's a fire on the Har HaBayit, and that would be the only place where it could go.
Uh-huh.
All right. What?
About the Evarim Shemot too. Is there any conclusion?
Well, hang tight. We'll wait a few more lines. Okay. The now, yeah, you would ask me, Pesach David, about the Malachim in the So I don't know. I spoke to Rabbi Packer in the Beis Medrash. Pesach David asked me, like, why would the Malachim even go to the Kehecha? We said, "B'chol Adam lo yibo Omoed, bo lechaper v'kodesh." Even Malachim can't be there. So Rabbi Packer, who's the Sholem Eishiv in the Beis Medrash, he thought that in Achinami there wouldn't be Malachim there. But it's teaching me that that's the din. In other words, the din is, but in Akinami, the Malachim wouldn't be there anyway. Okay, let's see back to tomorrow. All right, now, so let's see if we can help Odeh to ask the question what the results could be. Let me get through this now. So the Gemara says, Upligid Rav Huna. Now, everybody assumed in the previous Sugya, i.e., Bar Kapara and Rava, that indeed, that the pyre would be burning on Shabbos, and on Shabbos we would burn the leftover Eivarim. That's everybody's assuming that indeed is the way that we would hold. Everybody assumes that's the way. So the Gemara says, Upligid Rav Huna. This is Mechulak on what Rav Huna says. The Amar, Tchilato Doche, Sofo Eino Doche. So Rav Huna says that Tchilato Doche, it means that like the beginning of the Avodah is Docha Shabbos, which would be Shechita and Zrikas Dam. Sofo Eino Doche, like the Haktara, is not Docha Shabbos. So it means like this. He's saying the Korban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim. So there I had the Shechita and the Zrika when it was still Friday. So those I cannot put on the fire on Shabbos. That's the way Rav Huna understands it. That's Sofo. Tchilato, if the beginning of the Avodah is taking place on Shabbos, like the Korban Tamid. In other words, if it's the Korban Tamid of Shabbos morning, so then I could check the Korban Tamid, I'll do the Zrikas Dam, and I'll put the animal on the fire. But if it's the Korban Tamid Shalbein Harabayim, so the way Rav Huna is learning, so I cannot put it on the Mizbeah. That's Sofo. In other words, Sofo, the tail end of the Avodah is not Docha Shabbos. In other words, if I'm doing it from the beginning, then it'll be Docha Shabbos, and I could do it on the Mizbeah. But if it's just Sofo alone, then I can't put it on the Mizbeah. So that's different from what we were saying up till now. We assumed up till now that everybody holds that, presumably within the Shita Remeir, that I could put all the limbs on Shabbos on this pyre, even on Shabbos. But now we're seeing the Rav Huna doesn't hold that way. All right. And again, so with this, I think I jumped the gun with this. This is where I think the Masechta Gemara said that Rav Huna will understand the Mishnah when it says B'chol Yom. It means every day except for Shabbos. That's the way Rav Huna will understand it. Now the Gemara sort of upkishlucked that a line before. But let's see how we go.
Please, can I ask a question?
Just 1 second.
Okay.
Please, Rav Huna, the Amar Tchilatodokem. Rav Huna holds that beginning of the, if you look at Rashi, Tchilatodokem Tamisha Shabbat Nishkat Shabbat B'karei B'Shabbat. It means the Shabbos morning Tamid can be shechted on Shabbos, and the limbs can be burnt on Shabbos. Sofo in Adoche in Rashi, Tamishal Erev Shabbat, Friday afternoon, Einiv Rav Nitarim Shetach Shach, that I can't burn the Yivarim once nightfall comes, Elama'alan Mibod Yom. I have to put it on the fire when it's still daytime. All right. What do you want to say, Pesach David?
The Malacha is the making the fire or putting the meat into the fire?
There's numerous Malachot involved.
I mean, so the fire is going, putting meat into
malacha,
the fire.
One malacha is Shechita. Shechita is a malacha.
No, but then, burning the leftover. No, I'm talking about the burning of the leftover stuff, which you're saying you can do now because we can do it. So I'm saying, well, the fire is going, throwing it into the fire.
That could be mavashel. It could be mavir.
No, but you're destroying it. In other words, I thought a malacha d'oraisa was something where if you're destroying it, it's not a malacha d'oraisa.
Yeah. It's true, but the Gemara
learns. That'll be Drabana.
Chavu Mavir. So Mavir is somewhat of an exception to that, right? Because Mavir is by definition Mekalkel, right? Mavir is Mekalkel. I mean, Mavir is definitely the Malacha. So,
but you mean Mekalkel, though? But you mean like you're destroying
it? It might be. Well, maybe.
Then you say,
all right. Mavir is definitely a malacha, and burning something on Shabbos is definitely a malacha. So that's definitely a malacha you're doing. Okay, let's take a look further.
Even if you're destroying it?
Yes.
Even if you're destroying something,
if I go to your house and light it with a match on Shabbos and it burns down, chas v'shalom, so I've done malachat mavir on Shabbos. Okay? Now let's take a look further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Gufa. Okay, so we're on Membo from Nala. We're 10 lines from the bottom. So Gufa, earlier we learned Amar Rav Huna. Now we're going to quote the statement of Rav Huna and kind of dice it apart. Tamid chilato doche sofo eno doche. The Tamid, now the way I explained it up above, is chilato doche. If I begin the malacha on Shabbos, meaning I do the shechita, the zrikas dam, and then I could do the haktar on Shabbos, but sofo eno doche. If I'm just doing the tail end of it, like by the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim on Friday afternoon, that's not doche Shabbos. But the Gemara says, my eno doche. What does Rav Huna mean by eno doche? So Rav Chista amar, docheta Shabbat bein docheta tumah. So the way Rav Chista understands, not the way I explained it a few lines before, Rav Chista understands that Rav Huna means that in Achinami, the Korban Tamid is always doche Shabbos, so that indeed I could, so the way it would come out within Rav Chista, I could always burn the Evarim on Shabbos, because it's doche Shabbos, the eno docheta tumah. But it's teaching me that it's not docha the tumah. So not docha the tumah, it means that, one second. Yeah, hekter chalabim ve'emurim. Right. So if the konim or tame are bringing the korban in the state of tumah, so it's not docha, in other words, burning it is not docha tumah. In other words, if I'm bringing the korban, if the kohanim are tameim, and I'm bringing the korban in a state of tumah, most of the kohanim are tameim, I could bring in tumah hutra b'tzibur, so I could bring the korban in a state of tumah. Then I could, according to the way that we're understanding Rav Huna's statement, so then I can only do the shechita and the zrika in a state of tumah. I can't burn the evarim in a state of tumah. That's not related to Shabbos, okay? So that's the way he understands. So when Rav Huna said, we're trying to understand what Rav Huna meant or said, the way Rav Huna understands it is that I could always do like the beginning of whether it's tumor or whether it's Shabbos, I could always do the malacha, the beginning malachot, but sofo in a docha, but when it comes to tuma, I can't put the evarim on the mizbeah. Everybody have this? Just puzzled. You're a good Robert? Okay. Now, that's the way he understands it. Rabba Amar, Rabba has a different understanding of Rav Huna. Docher atuma v'ino docher shabbat. So eino docher, Rabba takes it that in achinam Rav Huna holds that tuma hutra b'tzibur, so if the konim are tmeim, so I'll shech the korban, I'll do zrikas dam, and I'll offer the evarim and the mizbeach. But eino docher shabbos, but the, again, like we said above, if it's Friday afternoon, then I can't take the limbs and put it on the mizbeach on Shabbat. All right? So Rabba's explanation is the same as we had above. Rav Chista is different than we had above. So Amalei Abaye the Rabba, and again, we're correcting Rabba with the hey. So Abaye said to Rabba, Rabba was his uncle and his Rebbe. So Amalei Abaye the Rabba, L'didah Kasha, Rav Chista Kasha. He says, you have a problem, and Rav Chista's got a problem. I mean, as I've looked at both Shitot, I think you both have a problem you have to deal with. He said, L'didah Kasha, you Rabba who said it's Docha L'tumah, it's not Docha Shabbos, Maishna Tumah, why is it that Tumah, I can go ahead and I can bring it and even offer the Evarim on the Speach, the Tiba Moado. It says that Korban Ilachmi, the Shai Rechnuchmi, Tishmeru Lahak Ribli Bimoado. You should be careful to offer the Korban Bim Moado in its proper time, Bapilu Bituma. So even in the state of Tuma, you're admonished to keep the Korban up going. And so as the Havdil, the show must go on. Nothing must stop the Korban Tavit. So Shabbat Nami Bimoado, Bapilu B'Shabbat. So according to that, so when it's Shabbos, it says b'moado, even if it's the hakrava from the Yivarim from Friday afternoon, b'moado, I should be able to offer. That's kasha against Rabba. L'Rav Chista kasha. He says that Rav Chista also has a difficulty. Maishna Shabbat, why did he say Shabbos, I have a green light to offer the Yivarim even on Shabbos, that were from Friday afternoon? D'chiv b'moado. It says you should observe my korban the same as before, in its proper time, afilu b'Shabbat. Tumanami b'mo'ado. So Tuma also should be b'mo'ado. So why not there? B'filu b'tuma. Okay. So in other words, the idea is that they're trying to analyze Rav Huna So, but they're each saying, Rav Huna says, Sofo Oina Docha. Rav Huna says that something is not Docha, you know, certain dinim don't override. So it's either he means that I can't burn the Korban if it's in a state of Tuma, or he means the alternative explanation. He means that if I bring the Korban on Friday afternoon, which I should bring, I can't burn those Evarim on Friday night after Shabbos. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi says to Abaye, Lo Ladidi Kasha, Lo Rav Chista Kasha. It's not difficult for me, and it's not difficult for Rav Chista. Ladidi Lo Kasha. Now my Shita is, this is Rabbi. Rabbi says that Rav Huna holds, it's Docher Atuma. Tuma, I have a green light. I do whatever I need in the state of Tuma. So I'll check the Korban, do Zrika Saddam, and offer the Evarim on the Mizbeach in a state of Tuma. But with Shabbos, if the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, I can't put the Evarim on the Mizbeach on when Shabbos begins. That's the way Rabbi holds. So he says, Ladid lo kasha, sofo kitchilato. Because I think that the overarching principle is the end din has to be the same as the beginning din. Turn page, Mimfama Bay's 46B, top line. Tuma kitchilato bar midcha tumahu. So when it comes to Tuma, so this Korban had a green light to be offered in the state of Tuma. Sofo nami stafi. So Mela, at the end, it's also Doka for the end. In other words, once Tuma, I have a green light for Tuma in the beginning, I have a green light for Tuma in the end. Shabbat, titzkilato, la bar mitzvah Shabbat. So with Shabbos, the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, so that wasn't Doka Shabbos. The Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, I'm enjoined to do the Shechita and the Zrika Stam before nightfall. Otherwise, it's Psal. So I have to do the Shechita and the Zrika before Shabbos. So Tzchila is not Doka Shabbos. Sofo Nami Lo Dachi. So Sofo is also not Doka Shabbos. So in the end, I can't put the Evarim for the Korban Tamid on the fire on Shabbos. Just 1 minute. He says, Rav Chista lo kasha. The Gemara says, now again, this is Rabba explaining both Shito. So Rabba is explaining his bar Palukta, Rav Chista lo kasha. Sofo kitilato lately. He, Rav Chista, doesn't hold from the Sofo kitilato. The end should be like the beginning. So what's the principle? Shabbat to Hutrihi but Sibur. He says like this. Now again, Rav Chista holds that Shabbos, I could put the Evarim on the Mizbeach on Friday night. But Tuma, I cannot put it on the Mizbeach, he said, to burn. So Shabbat Hutra Hibet Sibur, Shabbos is Hutra Hibet Sibur. Hutra means you have a green light to do the Malachot on Shabbos. Green light. Go, go, go. Sofo Nami Daki. So Sofo, the end is also Doka. Tuma Tuhuya Hibet Sibur, he holds, and this is Sopashut, which is Hutra, which is Dechuya, but assuming this would be the case, he says that Tuma is Dechuya but Sibur. Tuma is Dechuya means like you have a yellow light with Tuma. Just do, you know, do what you need to do, not more than that. Techilato to Iker Kapara Dachi. So the beginning of Malacho, which is the Shechit and the Zrikastam, Kabal Stam and Zrikastam, that's the Iker Kapara. That's the essential part of the Korban. That's what brings atonement. So that'll be Docha. That'll be Docha in a state of Tuma. He says, Sofo, Delav Iker Kapara, Lo Dachi. But the end, placing it on the Mizbeach is not Docha. All right. So again, so we were trying to understand what the Svara was. Again, Rav Chista and Rabba are Mechulak on Rav Huna's din. So Rav Huna says that something is not Docha. So it's either something's not Docha Shabbos or something's not Docha Tuma. So it's either that on Friday afternoon, I can't take the Evarim and put it on the fire. That's one shot. But for Tuma, I can put it on the fire and things like that. That's one pshat. That was Rabba's pshat. Or the pshat is, no, Shabbos, I have a green light. I could do everything on Shabbos. But for Tuma, in Achinami, I can't do it at the end. So Rabba said his svara was, Sofo Ketilato, that the end has to be like the beginning. So he says, so he holds that by Tuma, so it was Nidche, from the beginning, Tuma Dizchito Bar Mincha Tumahu Sofo Nami Dati. So by Tuma, it's Docha from the get go, and it's also Docha at the end. But by the Korban on Friday afternoon, so the Shechita and the Zrika are not Docha Shabbos, because I have to bring it before nightfall. So the end is also putting on limbs on Shabbos is also not Docha Shabbos. That's the way Rabba holds. And Rav Chista's Pshat, the way Rabba understands Rav Chista, and Rav Chista says that that Shabbos, I have a green light. He says Shabbos is Hutra Hibet Sibur. Shabbos is like a green light. So it's a green light. So I can put the Evarim on Friday night, even though I did Shechita on this week before Shabbos. Tuma is Dehuya Bet Sibur. So Dehuya, I'm only going to do the absolute essential. The absolute essential is the Shechita and the Zrika. That which is not essential, I'm not going to do. Okay, who said questions, comments, and thoughts, and then we did. Okay, first Robert, then Odade, and then anybody else. Okay, what do you got? This is, it's talking about with Shabbos or with Tumah? All right. That's what he said. So it would go out to be burnt with the psulim after Shabbos, if it's Shabbos or whatever. Right. Okay. What's up, Odade?
Leftover pieces.
Right. Well, it's similar to what we were talking about. It's not exactly identical, but it's similar. In other words, you're right. We were talking earlier about Rameir Shita with Ibar Mishanotru, but as a result of that, we kind of like floated a little bit downstream, but not too much downstream, because it's both those dinim are very similar. In other words, we're talking about here with offering the Friday night, the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, being able to place the limbs on the fire. You're right. Okay. Now, anyone in the cyber world, anybody have questions? What's up? Okay. That's what Robert was asking me. So I would leave the... So if you should put the limbs on the fire before Shabbos, that's what you should do. But if you did not do that, just leave it, and then after Shabbos, they'll put it on the... There's a fire on the Har HaBayit where they'll burn the psulim. Okay? All right. Well, it's a little talui with the sugya, but according to that svara, you would put it on before Shabbos. Yeah. Okay, let me just do a little bit with this Hutra and Zechuya issue, which is a hot issue, and then we'll take a look. So this is from the Al Hadaf. So in our Gemara, we took it as a given that Shabbos is Hutra Hibet Sibur. That was the way it was going. Shabbos Hutra Hibet Sibur, and Tumah is Dechuya Bet Sibur. So focusing on Shabbos Hutra Bet Sibur, it means when it comes to doing Malacha, when you're allowed, when circumstances where Halakha says you could do Malacha, so it's Hutra, you have a green light to do it. So the question of whether Shabbos is Hutra, permitted to receive a life, or whether Shabbos is merely Dechuya, pushed off, has many important consequences. The Rashba was asked whether it is permitted to slaughter an animal to provide food for a dangerously ill patient if nevela meat is available. So the person needs meat. His choices are, A, we check an animal and then presumably cook it and give it to him. B, we'll give him nevela meat, which we have already. I don't have to check, but he'll be over on the Easter Lav, but he's a very sick person. He's in Pikuach Nefesh. Is it better to avoid desecrating Shabbos and give the patient the nevela meat, or is it better to slaughter, provide kosher meat despite the desecration of Shabbos involved? The Rashba wrote that if Shabbos is Hutra, the prohibitions of Shabbos do not exist and it would be permitted to slaughter. If it's Hutra, I have a green light. Whatever this patient needs, he's going to Nefesh, so I'm going to do for him. On the other hand, if Shabbos is merely Dechuya, pushed off, only necessary malach must be performed to save a life, but if it's not necessary, it should be avoided. Accordingly, if food could be obtained, even if it's Nevela, one should not slaughter, and thus desecrate Shabbos. Rashba ruled that it was permitted in this case to slaughter. So it comes out like a little bit, like if you don't know the halacha, it comes out a little bit counterintuitive. You would think the varpa should, if the vela, he's only a lav is involved. If I'm going to check the meat, and there's probably more, a vodah involved as well, shechita, and then I'm going to have to, salt the meat, and then cook the meat, and stuff like that. So many more malach would involve the raisa. But the Rashba, was learning that it was Hutra. A second application of this question relates to a dispute between Rashi and the Magid Mishnah concerning performing a procedure for a dangerously ill patient when refraining from this procedure would not pose a danger to the patient. So he says the Tzemach Tzedek writes that according to Rashi, who maintains the strict position that's Dechuya, Shabbos is only pushed off to save a life, and procedures that do not involve danger for the patient do not override Shabbos. These should be performed by a non-Jew. The Magid Mishnah, who maintains the lenient position that's Hutra, maintains that Shabbos is permitted to save a life. Therefore, we looked at the situation as if Shabbos does not exist, and even non-life-threatening procedures should be performed. In other words, you have like a big green light to do everything for this fellow. The Mishnah Berurah rules in accordance with the lenient opinion and permits non-life-threatening procedures to be performed for a dangerously ill patient. So the patient overall is Pikuach Nefesh. We're going to do something which isn't per se, Pikuach Nefesh issue, but he's got a green light, everything connected to him. Okay, let me continue on with the Gemara, and then we'll see. We'll do more later, possibly, and we'll get the end. Okay, let's take a look. Okay, so I'm 8 lines down on Mem Vav Amud Beis, 46b, around 8 lines down. Okay, so the Gemara says Itmar. It was mentioned in Machloket Amarayim. Hamachaba Eish Machta Umenora. Now we had Eish Machta. Those are the calls that the Kohen is going to take on Yom Kippur to burn the Torah to the Kodesh Kadashim. That's the Eish Machta, and Machta is the shovel. So the Eish Machta Umenora. He's taking the calls to light the menorah. Two different things. Not necessarily on Yom Kippur. So he says, let's take a look back on the Gemara. So now it means, after, in other words, he's taken already some, in other words, it says in the Chumash, it says, that it shouldn't be extinguished. That's what it says in the Torah. So he's going to extinguish the coal. So he's taking some of the coals and he's going to extinguish it. So Abaye Mar Chayav, Abaye says he transgresses the law. He extinguishes the coal. Rav Amar Patur, Rav says he's Patur. So the Gemara says, the Kavi Brosho Shem is Beach, the Kuli Amalo Pligi the Chayav. So if he extinguishes the coal when it's on top of the Mizbeach, even though he's already taken, segregated it, so everybody agrees that you're Chayav. You did a transgression by extinguishing the coal because it says Lo Techbeh. Ki Pligi the Achteya Ara the Kavi. The Machloket is, let's say he takes the coals down to the floor, and then he extinguishes it. Abaye Mar Chayav Eish HaMizbeachu. Abaye says it's still called Eish HaMizbeach. So Melech, you're Chayav whether it's upstairs or downstairs. Rav Amar Patur came into Nitka Nitka. Rav holds that you're Patur because once you've separated it out, and now it's on the floor. In other words, you've separated it out. You've separated it out to do the menorah with, or to for the Ketoret. So now it's in a different getter. It's not called Eish HaMizbeach. So the Gemara, that's the way we understand the Machloket. So the Gemara says, Elahadam or Rav Nachman, or Rav Gua. So the Gemara says, but Rav Nachman said, Rav Gua, Hamori Gachal Me'al Gavi Mizbeach. If a person took a coal from top of the Mizbeach, the Kibah, and then he extinguished it, Chayav, after it's already been taken down to the floor, he's Chayav. So come on, so who was Rav Nachman going like when he says, you're Chayav? Mistama, he's going like Abaye. That's what Abaye said. They take the coal off the top and I bring it down, I'm still chayav. So the Gemara says, no, afilu tema kurava. I could say that Rav Nachman is even following the shita of Rava, and Rava said that if I had taken the shovel or the coals for the menorah, that I'm patur when I extinguish it, but perhaps in this case, Rava would say I'm chayav. Afilu tema kurava, hatam lo intik la mitzvata. The hacha intik la mitzvata. In other words, Rava would say that in the case of Rav Nachman, it hasn't been transferred to a different purpose. In other words, when I'm taking the coals and I'm taking it for the Ketoret or I'm taking it for the menorah, I'm saying it's not Eish HaMizbeach anymore. Now it's a different getter. Now it's coals being used for the Ketoret. It's coals being used for the menorah. So there Rava could say I'm patur when I extinguish it. It's not Eish HaMizbeach anymore. Here in the case of Rav Nachman, I just took coals off. I didn't say this for the, in other words, it's not being used for the Ketoret. It's not being used for the menorah. I'm just taking coals from the top of the Mizbeach. I bring it down to the floor and I extinguish it. So it still has its previous status. You decided to take it, whatever you did. You took it and then you extinguished it. So Mela, it could be that Rabbi would say you're Chayav in that case. Okay, now, Hacha in Tekilim Mitzvotah. Now, on the first wide line downstairs, Ikid the Amri, others say, the Achteya Ara Bekavye, others say no, that again we had the machloket between Abaye and Rava. So if I take it the coals down and I extinguish it on the floor, everybody agrees on patur in this version. Everybody agrees on patur in that case. He pleads the kavi brosho shemizbeach. The machloket is if I extinguish it when it's still on top of the mizbeach. Abaye Mar Chayav. Abaye says if I'm extinguishing the coal when it's on top of the mizbeach, even though I put it in the shovel already and things like that, I'm chayav, Eish HaMizbeachu. It's still called Eish HaMizbeach. Rava Amar Patur. Rava holds that I'm exempt. Why? Came into Nitka Nitka. Once I've segregated it, even though it's on top of the Mizbeach, but I put it in a shovel with a view to use it for the Torah or with a view to use it for the menorah, so now it's a different getter. Now I'm not chayav for it's not called Eish HaMizbeach anymore. So the Gemara says, two lines from the bottom, Elahadamar of Nachman, Amar Bavua, Amorika Chalmi al Gabi Mizbeach, the Kaba Chayav. So now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman says, if you take a gachel at a coal from the Mizbeach and put it on the ground and extinguish it, you're chayiv, come on, look the Bai V'Rabba, look Rabba. It doesn't seem like he's like a Bai V'Rabba. Here, a Bai V'Rabba both hold that if I take the coal off the Mizbeach and I put it on the ground and I extinguish it, I'm patur. And Rav Nachman says, I'm chayiv. So it doesn't seem like he's going like a Bai, not like Rabba. So the Gemara says, no. Hatam lo intik la mitzvato. In Rav Nachman's case, it could be they would agree he's chayiv because he hasn't, you know, reprogrammed it for some other mitzvah. He just took coals off the mizbeach. That's worse. Hatha intik la mitzvato. Here, where Abai and Rava have the machloket, they took from the shovel with a view towards using it for the Torah, with a view towards using it for the menorah. So that could, you know, change its status. Okay. Any questions in the cyber world? Okay. Any questions in the live world? Okay. Now. All right, we have plenty of time. This worked out well. I should have even maybe scheduled even later today. All right, now let me just I'll do a little piece from the Al Hadaf, and then we'll take it there. And again, next week, Linetter, I'll meet you at 7:05 next week, and Monday night will be the regular weekday schedule, 7:05 p.m. Okay. All right. Now, here the Al Hadaf also has a piece about Tuma Huch B'Tzibur and Tuma Dechuy B'Tzibur. So the Gemara Pesachim and Ayin Zion derives from the term B'Mawado. Said in the passages of the Korban Tamid, that the Tamid is offered afilu b'Shabbat, afilu b'Tuma. So B'Moado teaches me that the Korban Tamid is like, again, the expression that I used before, like Lahavdil, the show must go on. So the Korban Tamid must go on, even on Shabbos, the Korban Tamid goes on, even though it was Malachot, and even B'Tuma, and even Rule of Kohen and Matame, the Korban Tamid goes on. The Gemara Mevav says that only Tefillah Tuma, the beginning of a Korban, brought the state of Tuma, meaning Shchut Zrika, overrides the Easter Tuma. But Sofo, the end, meaning the burning of the Eitz Mumurim on the Mizbeach, does not override Tuma. Rav Huna maintains that with regard to Shabbos, the same rule applies. Only Tefillah To, meaning the offering of the Shabbos Tamid, is permitted. But Sofo, burning the Friday Tamid, does not override Shabbos, not performed on Friday. Rav Chisda disagrees and distinguishes between Tuma and Shabbos. He explains that Hataras Nimurim in a state of Tuma is forbidden because Tuma Dechuy B'Tzibur. I went through this whole thing with Hutra. Now, in view of the fact that both laws are derived from the same Pasuk of Moado, an explanation is required as to why Shabbos is Hutra B'Tzibur, whereas Tuma is only Dechuy B'Tzibur. Okay, that's the question. Again, this assumes that is the case because there's a whole Machloket post-Tum that we saw already. Is Shabbos Hutra B'Tzibur or Dechuy B'Tzibur? Meaning, if it's a circumstance where you're allowed to violate Shabbos, is it Hutra or Dechuya? That's a machloket. But the way our sugya has is that Shabbos is Hutra B'Tzibur and Tuma is Dechuya B'Tzibur. So he says, we're learning both dinim from the same Pasuk of Moado, so why is one Hutra, why is one Dechuya? So the Ramban explains that when the Torah permits a mitzvah to override an Isur with which it unavoidably clashes, then the Torah means to entirely nullify the Isur Hutra rather than merely push it aside. For example, the Isur of Shabbos with respect to the Tamid offering is Hutra, the two mitzvahs are certain to clash on a weekly basis. So in other words, this is the Ramban. Ramban says, look, when it comes to Korban Tamid, you know it's going to conflict with Shabbos. Invariably, it's going to conflict with Shabbos. So there, we're going to say, Hutra, it's Hutra. You have a green light to do it because it's clear that so B'Moado, when Torah says bring it B'Moado, obviously it's going to violate Shabbos. On the other hand, the Easter Tuma is merely dechuya by the mitzvah of Korban Tamid. It's not inevitable these two mitzvahs will ever clash. It's possible for the Kohenim to always offer the Tamid in a state of Tahara. It's not necessarily that would happen. The Pasuk of Moado teaches that if they happen to come to conflict, then the mitzvah of offering the Tamid pushes aside the Easter Tuma. Okay, so we have a working shot. It's why Shabbos is Hutra B'Tzibur and Tuma is dechuya B'Tzibur. Because Shabbos, he's saying, inevitably has to clash with the Korban Tamid, and Tuma doesn't necessarily have to clash because maybe everybody was Tawar. Now, the Kesef Mishnah writes that just as the Easter of Tuma is merely Dechuya with respect to the Korban Sibur, so too the Easter Shabbos is merely Dechuya with respect to the Kuach Nefesh. That's where the Kesef Mishnah. So we want to say for different dinim, in other words, for the Korban Tamid, it's which with Sibur. But for Kuach Nefesh, Dechuya with Sibur. That's not so Peshut, but that's the way. The Kesef Mishnah, that's the Makaber is posking. If someone is dangerously ill, it's possible to help him through a non-Jew without violating Shabbos, would be required to do so according to the Kesef Mishnah. Not so by should. That's where remember the Rambam says not this way, right? The Rambam says that, or the Rambam says that if you see like the Kuach Nefesh, so even the Gadol jumps in to do it. But the Kesef Mishnah says if I can get a non-Jew to do it that way. The Chasam Sofer, however, questions why the Kesef Mishnah compares Kuach Nefesh to Tuma. even though Tumah B'tzibur is only Dechuya, perhaps Shabbos is Hutra Pikuach Nefesh, just Shabbos is Hutra for a Korban Tzibur. In other words, the Chasam Sofer isn't so clear on why the Kesem Mishnah is so barur. In other words, we know that the Korban Tamid is Hutra. We know with the Tumah it's Dechuya. So where does Pikuach Nefesh fit in? So the Kesem Mishnah takes it that it's Dechuya B'tzibur for Pikuach Nefesh. The Chasam Sofer is Masupak with that. He says, why is he assuming it's Dukli? Maybe it's Hutra for that as well. Okay, that's it for today. Okay, let me just end the recording and then we'll be it. One second. Okay, let me just do one of the first line. So they on Yom Kippur. So they take the kaf, it's like this spoon, and the machta is the shovel, or the kaf is like this big ladle. So in the ladle, he's going to have it. The machta, he's going to have the coals. Chafan lo chafnav, v'natal tocha kaf hagadol. Because I'll teach us, it's coming up in the Gemara. Remember, the chafina is one of the most difficult avodo to do in the base of Mikdash. This is your family, Bruce. Anyway, so Bruce is your family. Bruce is a coin. So the only coin amongst us. So on Yom Kippur, the coin, he's got, again, in one hand, he's got the machta. One hand, he's got the kaf. He's going to have to orient the kaf, you know, into both of his hands. Very difficult. So some say he takes the thing with his teeth. I know there's different ways to say how he would do it. Okay, now, let me just end the recording now. Let me take a look. One second. Okay, well.